Well, now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills for her monthly book review. And a very different book this month, Margaret. Mm.
Yes, it is, Scott. Yeah, interesting idea.
Yep. Because tell us about it. It's a very dark and sinister, haunting tale, isn't it? That's what it looks like.
It is a fairly dark and sinister tale. Mm. Might think not appropriate for summer reading, but there is so much about this book that I think people will want to read it.
What did you make of it?
Beautifully descriptive of Cornwall.
Yeah.
Wonderful descriptions. The writer, Kate Reardon, is a very good descriptive writer. And I think anyone who's been to Cornwall will love it, because they'll recognise it's apparently the setting of the novel, the fictional setting. It's based very much on Foy.
Really?
So, well, that's what I understand, yes.
I had a disaster there on one occasion. It was a ferry that used to go across from between Bedinnick and Foy.
Oh, I know.
And I went down there, and the ferry in those days was just literally a boat attached to a big wooden plank.
I remember
and,
that.
And this lorry came down the hill, reversed down the hill, and then lost control, and it almost pushed everybody into the water.
Oh, dear.
And then when we got to the other side, there was a policeman. Well, we finally survived this. A policeman there to stop the traffic so you could roar up the hill at the other side. And unfortunately, these two women didn't. They stopped, and then their car caught fire. One drama after another.
Is this something to do with you?
Probably.
That everywhere
probably,
you go, something happens.
Probably.
I think there's a jinx there.
I think
somewhere.
You're right. Now, look, you haven't told us yet what the title of this book is.
Right. The title is The Stranger.
Right.
And it's by Kate Reardon.
Right.
Who I understand her background is in journalism, including writing for The Guardian.
Right.
And it's set in 1940s Cornwall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've got three young women, unrelated, who arrive at a Gothic manor called Penhallow Hall. And they're there because they've been co-opted as land girls as their war work. Grow more fruit, grow more vegetables so that we can be self-supporting during the war. So that's the idea. But they end up at this house of mystery where lives a lady called Eleanor, who supposedly has not been outside the house for a number of years, having suffered from agoraphobia, and her mother.
Right.
And the story really revolves on the different background to the three girls, who are Rose, Jane and Diana. Jane, I should say, to add a little bit of extra complication, is related to the two ladies who live in the manor house.
Right. Okay. I think I've got that.
Absolutely. And while they're there, there are a number of strange events that happen. And one of the most devastating events for the inhabitants of the area is a woman's body is washed up on the seashore.
And this is one of the girls, is it?
No.
Oh.
No, it is a stranger.
Oh, I see.
And who done it, you ask?
Indeed.
And we all ask, who done it? It's, as I say, 1940s Cornwall. I think because Kate Reardon has set it in Cornwall, you don't really get much feeling of there being a war on.
Right.
And, you know, considering this was 1940, very crucial time in our history. The main indication is when a boat of soldiers comes back and lands in Cornwall, and they're coming back from France on a mission that they've been on. But I suppose if she'd set it in London, say, with the Blitz going on and rationing, and, you know, I wouldn't like to say that Cornwall is an area that had it comparatively easy during World War II, but I think compared to many areas of the country, there was less impact. fact that there was a war going on. I mean, there are conversations about threats of invasion and worries about who strangers are. And this is why, of course, they're very suspicious of a stranger, be it a live one or a dead one. What are they doing there? You know, this wartime on spies and... so it really is, what do these three individual girls and the occupants of Penhallow Hall and the villagers really know that they're not letting on? And it's sort of unweaving, unpicking their background story. And Kate Reardon does this partly by the use of diary entries.
Right. You said that when we were talking off air that you thought that she'd borrowed very heavily from Daphne du Maurier.
Well, I think anyone who's read Rebecca, perhaps Daphne du Maurier's best known book, is going to make... I mean, I've read Rebecca and I was making, I confess, I was making comparisons.
Right.
With Rebecca. And there are... I don't think you can avoid that.
Did you enjoy the book?
I did enjoy it. I must confess, I enjoyed it, I think, mainly for the descriptions of Cornwall. Mm-hmm. I think she's a very good descriptive writer. I think you could argue better than du Maurier.
Right. Right.
And, you know, du Maurier describes the Cornish coasts and the cliffs and the scenery very well. But I think Kate Reardon's done a sterling job. And I think if you're a lover of Cornwall, if you live in Cornwall, if you're going to be visiting Cornwall for the first time, it's a book that maybe you'll want to pick up and read to give you some factual background.
I mean, there's some blinding reviews. In fact, I couldn't actually find any reviews that didn't enjoy the book, and they all seem to be very full of praise. But the thing that struck me is I did wonder whether it was much more of a woman's book rather than a man's book.
Yeah, I think I might go along with that part partially, but I do think that because it concerns events in wartime, you know, there probably will be a male readership out there for it. Plus, of course, it's about Cornwall.
Yeah.
And anyone who loves Cornwall, and it is... modelled on the area in and around Foy. So I think, you know, there will be a general readership. But I think the subject matter will mainly appeal to women. I mean, there are all sort of little incidental touches that I liked. That one of the three Lang girls, we find out her husband is on active service in the Navy.
Right.
But she has met a man who she knew years ago.
Right.
And there's this conflict here. You know, she's wondering whether it's the right time with her husband on active service to perhaps take the relationship further. And, you know, there are nice touches that I think will appeal to people generally. But I would go along with the fact that it is mainly a woman's book. One of the reasons being that the action centres around the three women. Mm. The three Lang girls, Rose, Jane and Diana, and Eleanor and her mother. So you've got five women there, each with a story to tell. So it doesn't really leave a lot of room for anyone else's story.
I mean, one of the things it says here is a threatening, almost claustrophobic vibe haunting of the rooms of Penhallow Hall, and that feeling that something not quite right. And they found that was the perfect contrast with the glorious descriptions of the Cornwall landscape.
Yeah.
You'd agree with that?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that because, you know, you've got this amazing natural beauty outside your window. Whereas in Penhallow Hall, there are secrets, there are lies, there are concealments, there are things that are not what they seem. And this relationship between mother and daughter, is that what it seems?
And did you work out the plot? Or I mean, I take it there is a sort of shock thing at the end.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Let's say I had a good idea. I wasn't absolutely certain, and I resisted the temptation to read the last couple of pages.
You're very good.
I'm wonderful. No, not really, because I must admit I have done it in the past. You just want to see if you're right, don't you?
I wanted to see if certain people had survived.
That's right. Yes. You think, well, you know, are they going to live through all this? Mm. But I sort of had an idea of the way it was going. Mm. But there were some surprises that I hadn't thought of.
Have you read any of her other books?
No, I haven't. I understand she's working at present on book number 5.
Oh, number 5.
I think it's number 4 3. Or 5.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. So
yeah, she has written before. And in fact, I didn't read all of the reviews by any means, but a couple of the reviews I read said they thought it was a much darker work than her previous books.
So would you recommend this as a holiday read?
I would recommend it.
For everybody?
I would absolutely recommend it. I think she's a good writer. I think she's a brilliant descriptive writer. I would like to see perhaps another book that she produces moving to a different part of the country or somewhere abroad, because I'd like to compare her descriptive writing with the descriptive writing in The Stranger.
Do you think she actually comes from Cornwall?
I don't think she does.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
No. I've got at the back of my mind, she gave up work, journalism anyway, to go to the Cotswolds to spend time writing. So I haven't read any of her other books, so forgive me anyone who has, but I'm interested to know whether the Cotswolds form any part of the settings of either her previous books or this one, number 5, that she's working on.
Right. So just remind us of the details, if you will.
Details are, the book is called The Stranger, and it's by Kate Reardon.
Right. And it costs, I've got here £5.75 in W.H. Smith's and £7.99 at Waterstones. I'm surprised.
As at the time of my looking.
Yeah. Okay. And presumably it's also available on Amazon and various other things.
Absolutely.
Is it only available in print or is it available on...
No, I think it's also available on Kindle.
Oh, right.
Well. I think it's paperback and Kindle.
Good stuff.
Top of my head.
Right, so have you decided what you're going to be doing next month?
I have.
Yes.
It's called The Dressmaker's Secret.
Right.
Bit of an unusual title. By a lady called Charlotte Betts.
Right.
And it's a historical tale and it concerns a rather complex character from history.
But that certainly looks to me much more like a woman's book.
Well,
it's a historical romance, call it.
Yes, yeah. but I think you might be in for a surprise.
All right, okay. Thanks very much indeed for all of that, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.
We will look forward to hearing more shortly.